our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Heavenly King, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who art in all places and fillest all things, Treasury of blessings and Giver of light, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every impurity, and save our souls, O good Lord.
Thank you. Then Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. legion was sent from heaven to say, Hail unto the Theotokos, and beholding thee, O Lord, taking bodily form, he stood wrapped in wonder, and with bodily voice cried aloud to her in this wise, Hail thou through whom joy shall shine forth, Hail thou through whom the curse shall be destroyed, Hail thou restoration of fallen Adam, Hail thou redemption of the tears of Eve, Hail thou height untrod by human minds, Hail thou depth hard to scan even for angels' eyes, Hail thou that art a kingly throne, Hail thou that hold the upholder of all, Hail thou star that showed the sun, Hail womb of the divine incarnation, Hail thou through whom creation is renewed, Hail thou through whom the creator becomes a babe, Hail O bride without unto Gabriel, conscious of her chastity. To my soul thy strange message seems hard to grasp. How speakest thou of a virgin conception, crying aloud, Alleluia. Unknowable, the virgin cried out unto him who ministered unto her, From a maiden body, how may a son be born, tell thou me. To her he spoke in fear, and thus only cried aloud, Hail thou initiate of the ineffable counsel, Hail, O faith of those who pray in silence. Hail, thou beginning of the miracles of Christ. Hail, thou crown of his decrees. Hail, heavenly ladder by which God came down. Hail, bridge that leads us from earth to heaven. Hail thou much talked of wonder of angels. Hail thou much lamented damager of demons. Hail thou who ineffably didst bear the light. Hail thou who told none how it was done. Hail thou who oversoars the knowledge of the wise. Hail thou who enlightens the minds of the faithful. Ephraniah Arusa, La Rusa, La divine power from on high that overshadowed the maiden, that she might conceive, and show forth her fruitful womb as a fertile field to all who desire to reap salvation as they sing. Alleluia. Hasten unto Elizabeth, whose unborn babe at once perceived her salutation and rejoiced, and with stirrings as if with voices, cried out to the Theotokos, Hail, branch of unfading growth! Hail, possessor of untouched fruit! Hail, thou who labors for him whose labor is love. Hail, thou who tends him who tends our life. Hail, field with compassion's harvest rich. Hail, table with abundance of mercy spread. Hail, thou who revives the green meadows of joy. Hail thou who makes ready a safe haven for souls. Hail thou accepted incense offering of intercessions. Hail thou oblation of all the world. Hail goodwill of God towards men. Hail access of mortals to God. Hail, O bride, without bridegroom. Thoughts troubled the wise Joseph within, and he feared a futile love as he beheld the unwed, O blameless one. But when he learned that thy conception was of the Holy Spirit, he said, Alleluia. Thank you.
Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us.
Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us.
Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our iniquities. Holy God, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
And in the hour of my death, care for my miserable soul, and drive far from it the dark visions of evil spirits, and in the awful day of judgment, deliver me from eternal punishment, and present me as an inheritor of the ineffable glory of thy Son, our God. May this be my lot, O Sovereign Lady, most holy Theotokos. Through thy mediation and help, through thy grace and love towards man of thy only begotten Son, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom are due all glory and honor and worship with his eternal Father and his all-holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. أعطنا أيها السيد إذ نحن منطلقون إلى النوم راحة النفس والجسد واحفظنا من رقاد الخطيئة المدلهمة ومن التباس شهوات الظلام الليلية سكن وثبات الأهوال أطفئ سهام الشرير المحاماة الثائرة علينا بالغش هدئ اضطراب أجسادنا واربط كل معقول من الأرضية الهلولاني وامنحنا يا الله عقلا ساهرا وفكرا طاهرا وقلبا مستيقظا ونوما خفيفا معتقا من كل تخيل شيطاني وانهضنا في وقت الصلاة ثابتين في وصاياك ومالكين على الدوام في ديواننا ذكر أحكامك وهب لنا أقوال المجيد قبول الليل لنسبح ونبارك ونمجد اسمك الكلي الإكرام والعظيم الجلال أيها الآب والابن والروح القدس الآن وكل وان وإلى دهر الداهرين
آمين.
Blessed Theotokos, present our prayer to thy Son, our God, and intercede with him that through thee he may save our souls.
الأب رجائي والابن ملجئي والروح القدس وقائي أيها الثالوث القدوس المجدولا.
In thee, O Mother of God, I place all my hope, keep me under thy protection.
And that we may be accounted worthy to hear the Holy Gospel, let us pray to the Lord God. Wisdom, let us be attentive, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Assalam, Lijimiakum. The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Let us be attentive. The Lord said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you.
Glory to thee, O Lord, glory to thee.
Glory to thee, O Christ, our God and our hope. Glory to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
our true God, through the intercession of his all-magnificent, not blameless Holy Mother, of the holy, glorious, and bright, victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, the great martyr George, the trophy bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of Theodore, the soldier who we remember on this day, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind. O God, we grace us to meet the sinner. O God, we grace us unto thee, the sinner. O God, we grace us unto thee, the sinner. Forgive me, the sinner. Let us pray for the peace of the world.
Lord, have mercy.
And for pious and Orthodox Christians.
God,
for our Father and Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, and all our brotherhood in Christ.
Lord, have mercy.
And for the civil authorities of this land.
God,
and for the welfare of our armed forces.
Lord, have mercy.
And for our fathers and brethren absent from among us.
God,
and for those who hate us and those who love us. And for those who are kind to us and minister unto us. And for those who have requested our prayers, unworthy though we be, especially your servants, Metropolitan Paul and Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, Priest Robert, Sahar, Asma, Wadia, Naila, Emil, Levi, Vera, Alex, Baniotis, Vera, Avery, Miriam, Elias, Phyllis, Shauna, Don, Joanne, Daisy, Ahmad, Noel, Nimmer, Nicola, George, Ida, Deborah, Eva, Nicholas, Elaine, Michael, Habib, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Patricia, Fran, and Karen. Your servants Emil, Kian, their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Our respective parents, Renee and Rakan, Andrea and Dina and Leigh. All first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint. The supporters and benefactors of our parish and the members of our parish council, the ladies auxiliary, teen soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school ushers, Orthodox Christian fellowship, and our preschool ministry. And for deliverance of captives. And for travelers by land and sea and air.
Lord,
and for those who lie in sickness.
God,
and let us pray also for abundance of the fruits of the earth.
Lord,
and for the soul of every Orthodox Christian.
God,
let us bless God-fearing leaders, Orthodox bishops, the founders of this Holy Church, and our parents and teachers, and all of our fathers and brethren gone before us, especially your servants, Yacoub, Marie, Nayef, Julia, Annie, Edward, Caesar, your newly departed servants, Hanna, Adiba, Lynn, Wadi, Maha, Haifa, Amal, Hussam, and James, the Orthodox who here and everywhere lie asleep in the Lord. Let us also say for ourselves. The prayers of our Holy Fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us. Please sit for a moment. It is wonderful and a blessing that you could be here this evening for this first Akathist service to the Virgin Mary. As I think you all know, we had services this week, Sunday after church, Forgiveness Vespers, which really is the service that begins the Great Fast. And then Monday night and Tuesday night, we had the Great Compline with the Canon of St. Andrew. And then we did that also on Thursday night. And for those that were here, tonight is like a piece of cake compared to those services. And then Wednesday night, of course, we had the pre-sanctified liturgy, which provides communion for the faithful during the week, which we'll be doing, of course,
throughout the great fast, during the week, to strengthen us, to heal us, to give us the motivation and desire to do what the church asks of us during this Lenten period. Tonight, in this particular service, we did the first part of four parts of what's called the Akathis to the Theotokos. Is that the doctrine? Is that the Akathis? Okay. Anyway, we did the first part of it. And if you were listening really closely, if you don't know English, and that's the part, sorry, when I came out here with George and Corolla. If you were listening closely, or followed along in Arabic, you'd realize it's a beautiful meditation of a conversation that's taking place between the Archangel Gabriel and the Virgin Mary. That's the bulk of it. There's some other things that are there, but the bulk of it is this conversation. And that's where, over and over again, the Archangel Gabriel is saying, Ephraim, hail, or sometimes it's in English, it's rejoice. And why is there all this rejoicing? Because the Archangel Gabriel came and gave the message to the Virgin Mary that she will conceive and bear a son. What we are hearing in this conversation is basically what we celebrate on March 25th. The Annunciation, the announcing of the Virgin Mary conceiving Christ, the child. I'm getting good. I just hope they don't speak Arabic in heaven or I'm going to be lost. Anyway, that's what we're hearing, this conversation of that great feast that we celebrate. And we heard in a number of the hymns tonight, it's the beginning of our salvation. Let me say that again. It's the beginning of our salvation. It's the beginning of Jesus being conceived by the Virgin Mary in that miraculous, amazing, joyful way. And then he's born, which we celebrate on Christmas, the Nativity of Christ. But we begin to celebrate the salvation that Christ brings to us with the conception of the Virgin Mary. That's why, in case you ever wondered, that's why we honor the Virgin Mary so much. And it's not just us Orthodox. The Catholics do the same thing that we do. You know, there's a few Protestants that also have this honor for the Virgin Mary. Because it's without her, Christ couldn't be born. It's not like God sent the Archangel Gabriel and said, ask those 10 women and we'll see which one says yes. That's not the way that it worked, and that's not the way that we read it in the Bible. What we read in the Bible and also what's called extra biblical sources that were written at the same time that the New Testament was, we read about Joachim and Anna, the mothers, the parents of the Virgin Mary. We read about Joachim and Anna, who had their daughter Mary, and who raised Mary to be a faithful Jew in the Jewish faith, to raise her to honor God. And she followed in that path. We further read how in this huge temple in Jerusalem, if you ever been to the old city in Jerusalem, the only thing that's left is a little bit of what's called the Western Wall. And that's where the Jews always go and pray. There used to be this huge temple And in the temple, which is basically our church is constructed the same way, there was the entrance area, there was the bottom of the temple, and then there was what was called the Holy of Holies. And there was this huge curtain between the body of the church and the Holy of Holies. And that curtain would wear after years of use, and it had to be woven periodically. And they picked virgins to weave this curtain. And at one point, the Virgin Mary was picked to do that. This is why, on our icon and many icons, you see the Virgin Mary holding a napkin, or sometimes you'll see her holding a thread. And that's representing the work that she had done with the other virgins in weaving this curtain for the Holy of Holies. During Holy Week, we're going to hear how Jesus dies on the cross, and we hear how there's an earthquake, and we hear how the stones, the tombs, were all opened up, and we hear how the curtain, that was this huge curtain in the temple, was torn in two, and it opened up in the temple for all the people to realize that God is in their presence. He wasn't just back there behind the curtain, but God was in their presence. And then, of course, 3 days later, Jesus rises. And then we're more familiar with that part of the story. It all begins with the Virgin Mary. So every time in all of our services, in every service, whether it's a baptism, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a funeral service, whether it's the services we did earlier this week, whether it's the services we're going to be doing during Holy Week, every service in the church, we commemorate or remember the Virgin Mary. And then we'll say, and all the saints. When we do that, we remember her because it's the beginning of our salvation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Tomorrow, I will hear confessions today, if anyone would like. Tomorrow we have Great Vespers and also confessions after the Great Vespers, as we normally do on Saturdays, and that's at 5 o'clock. God bless you.
Grant, Lord, a peaceful life, health, salvation, visitation, and furtherance in all good things unto your servant Janet, who is celebrating her birthday, and grant her many years.
God grant.
blessing of the Lord to your heart.
Blessing the Lord, your heart. Blessing the Lord, your heart. Blessing the Lord, your heart.